The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 30th day of November, the last day of this month. Wow, and just, in less than 2 hours, we're going to be into December. How about that? And so, folks, tonight, the guardian of the board, he's there to run interference for those out there, especially the weirdos that try to take down our program. And he's monitoring things very clearly so we know what's going on in the different stations. None other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody, and I try.
You do a good job. Yes, you do, young fella. And then who does another good job way out yonder in Missouri? None other than the old-timer, that Parson Joe Larson.
Well, I just must admit I'm your student, and so however I turned out is your fault.
All right, okay, I'll take the blame. You've done pretty good.
Reasonable.
Well, all of these years. Okay, and like a rose between all of the thorns, she's pert and she's pretty and she's very, very witty. She is the apothecary marm, none other than Miss Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor. Hello, Joe.
Good evening, young lady. It's good to have you here. We've got a whole lot to do. I mean a lot to do tonight. So we're going to have to, we've got our lightning rounds. So we're going to get right into it. Now, Wendy, this message that I did this week, I don't know if you heard it or not, but it's a little different. It's like a conversation that the opposition, that our enemies is having amongst themselves, and then some of what we have to rebuke some of what they say in the entire message. So the title of the message is, Our Goal is to Destroy and Eliminate You. Can we count on your continued support? And we're kind of dealing with the way and the reason things are the way they are in America today, the ignorance and the apathy. And so I'm going to do a lot of commentary because people have been wanting to hear the commentary over, and then it makes sense. If without this commentary, actually, the message wouldn't make a lot of sense. But I'll do it quickly because I've already done it twice. And so here it goes. There's an ongoing, unspoken request by the enemies of God, church, family, country, and freedom. The request is that we, the people of the United States of America, remain lethargic, inactive, and uninvolved concerning our destruction and our ultimate elimination. We, those of us that you, the Christians, call the woke, the elite, I call you woke dopes. Woke dopes, what I call you. But anyhow, I'll let you know what we were going to do with you and your family. Yes, we'd let you know ahead of time what we're going to do, and we do it. Remember when Nikita Khrushchev, during a press conference around 1960, took off his shoe and he beat the podium? He said that we will defeat you from within without ever firing a shot. We will and bury you. We will indoctrinate your youth. We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until one day you will awaken to realize that you have become communist. We were a bit concerned that you might heed the warnings of some of those on the right. They were sounding the alarm, telling you that we were indoctrinating your children into the cultural Marxism. They were telling you to call your congressmen and senators, urging them to put a stop to us. They even told you you should run for school boards and kick us out. Luckily for us, you couldn't be bothered by calling your congressmen and getting involved with your child's education. No, no. After all, you had the American dream to live. We knew that we were winning when Madeleine Murray O'Hare had your God expelled from the public schools. We feared that there might be an uprising among the clergy, but to our relief, with a few exceptions, the clergy turned out to be paper tigers with only a pathetic whimper of protest. It was then that we realized that so few of the clergy were for real. They feared government and the loss of their tax-exempt status more than they feared God. They, with a few exceptions, would rather tuck tail and run instead of risking the loss of their 501c3. We, however, were still concerned, though, with a small percentage of clergy that were as dedicated to Christ as we were to Karl Marx. Their boldness and courage were proof of their non-compromised faith. How well they understood and agreed with the message preached by the founder of Oberlin College in 1873. Yeah, Charles Finney. His sermon was titled The Decay of Conscience, and he wrote, "If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. And if the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. And if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government is ready to fall away, well, yes, the pulpit is responsible for it." We knew that most of what is called the church today was not willing to be inconvenienced for the name of Christ, much less suffer reproach. We knew that if we were ever to make our fortune by killing children in the womb, we would need a word salad to make the murder of innocent babies palatable to the masses. We came up with the language of illusion, delusion, and confusion. At first, we weren't sure if we could get the mainstream media to go with it. We were amazed to find out just how eager they were to take and promote the killing of innocent children as a woman's constitutional right. Well, we're going to leave off there. Now, I left the scripture out, 1 Peter 4:14 through 19 and Psalm 9:16 through 17. So tonight we're going to pick it up in Proverbs chapter 1, verses, starting with verse 11 through 16. So, you know what? Let's go all the way through. You know what? Let's do it all the way through verse 29, Joe. So go ahead and pick it up, verse 11 through 29.
If they say, "Come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and all, as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot amongst us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy feet from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, they did not choose the fear of the Lord.
All right, well, he says, when, come and let us lay wait for blood. And these few verses here, it really identifies communism. It describes communism here. If they say, come, let us wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. This is what we have in America today with the abortion, with the child-killing and euthanasia movement here. Let us swallow them up alive.
Communism has always been about the shedding of blood. You look at every communist revolution going back as far as it started, they've all been the bloodiest things on earth. It's
well,
all about killing and blood.
Marx and Engels both said that to the proletariat that the killing of the bourgeoisie was justified. It was justified because they became wealthy. They couldn't become wealthy of their own. It had to be off the backs of the masses. Well, what did Barack Obama say? He said, if you own a company, or if you own a factory or a company or a business, you did not build that business. Somebody else built it for you.
Right.
That's directly from Karl Marx, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right out of Marx.
So he says, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us have all one purse. Remember what Obama said, we're going to transfer the wealth from those that have earned it to those that deserve it.
Deserve that, right.
Right. And so this is right from the pit of hell. I mean, it's exactly the opposite of what the Word of God teaches, right?
Of course, it's part of the Antichrist system.
For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay await for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives, okay? So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain and taketh away the life of his owners thereof. In other words, he's saying those that live by the sword are going to die by the sword, and what's going to come back up on them, okay? They're scheming, those that scheme and plot are going to be done in by somebody else who schemed and plotted, okay? When he goes on to say, here, wisdom crieth, and she uttereth her voice in the streets. The wisdom is God's word, okay?
Always, yeah. And, there's no other basis of wisdom in the world.
So she cries in the chief places of concourse, and in other words, wherever you're doing business, in the openings of the gates, that's the government of the city, and she uttereth her words. So he's telling them that God's word is out there, okay, that his word is out there if they're listening to it. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? This is where we get the terms simpletons, and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. That's exactly what we have out there today. You have people that they hate knowledge. They hate knowledge. I mean, in other words, they don't know what, you know, to say, we don't know what a woman is. It's, you know, this is the woke movement. It's It perfectly describes the so-called woke movement out there today. You know, you have these so-called non-binary people. These people are fools. They're absolute fools. They're complete fools. And these woke, what they call woke corporations, I call woke-a-dopes. They will self-destruct. They're in the process. They will self-destruct. Turn you my brief proof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words of you. Now he's telling, listen, if you listen to what I'm telling you, okay, you're going to live. If you listen to what I'm telling you. Because I have called and you refused, and I have stretched out my hand and you have regarded, no man regarded, but have said it not all of my counsel and would have none of my reproof. In other words, they're saying, look, we don't want to hear what God has to say. We know what we want. And we like our sin. We like our sin. There's pleasure in sin, okay? And so, and it's easy to make money. Sin and sinful means of making money. We can make a lot of that. We can become very rich by practicing sin.
You know, like that new crypto king that turned out to be a crook and a fraud.
But you have said it, not my counsel, would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. And when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction come as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing in our society today out there. All of these woke-a-dope people, these people that are going around, the snowflakes and these feminists and all of these that are making these stupid commentary about, you know, not knowing what a woman is, and about these transgenders and these transhuman now and trans species and all of these strange things that are happening out there. I mean, LGBTQ, all of this insanity. It's pure insanity. And the Lord said he would choose their delusions for them. And boy, has he chosen the delusions out there today. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2, Joe, and read 33 through 35.
All right. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned.
Okay, there you go. That's
Here.
Now, here he is. The Lord, he's speaking to the southern kingdom, the two tribes of Judah, and he's comparing Judah, he's addressing Judah as if Judah was a whorish woman who tries to hide her sins, and now she's guilty of adultery and the shedding of innocent blood, and here we see her, she's trying to seduce her lovers, but she's going to be rejected by her lovers, and she's going to end up impoverished. So it says here, why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore thou hast also taught the wicked ones thy way. So she's talking about being seductive here, trying to seduce. Also in the skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. It's their wickedness and their sin and the sacrifice of their children. And, of course, in those days, they did, too. They killed their babies in the womb. And so...
Or killed them alive. It didn't matter.
And he says, I have not found it by secret search, but upon all of these. So, in other words, he's telling them that, look, I didn't have to look upon your hearts, okay? Your own mouth, all of your own mouth, your actions in your mouth condemned you. Then he says, yet thou sayest...
Testified against yourself, right?
Yeah. Then thou sayest, because I'm innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. It's not it's an amazing thing. You know, the Lord Jesus refers to those when he says, many shall call, come to me and say, Lord, Lord, did I not raise the dead and cure the sick and do all these things in your name? And then he's going to say to me, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You can't lie to God. I mean, you can't get over it. You can't lie to God. You can't do it because he knows before you say it what you're going to say, right?
Oh, it's like not too long ago in The View, how they talked about if Jesus were on earth, he would be leading a gay rights parade. And, you know, they have what the scripture said, deceiving and deceiving themselves. I can't get the exact quote, but to deceive others, you have to first deceive yourself, God said.
You know,
so if you deceive long enough, you have deceived yourself to the point where you no longer can see the truth at all.
Well, I've watched portions of that View a couple of times, and there are some nasty, nasty, unclean women there. Very, very horrid women on that View. I call them PU, The View, okay? I can't. They're not very good examples for the young girls today, I can tell you that.
No.
Whoopi Cushion Goldberg was boasting about how many abortions she had. Wicked. I mean, those women are nasty. Those women are vulgar, very vulgar. I watched her and that joyless woman.
Joyless Bayhart, we call it.
Joyless Blowhart.
Did you ever notice it? The ones that are really foul-mouthed, nasty, especially have a potty mouth, they're liberals.
Well, they're all liberals on that.
Christian
okay.
Women
yeah.
talking, yeah. What I'm yeah. just saying, it well, goes with the territory.
They had that judge.
Those with the mind.
They had Judge Jeanine on there. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, they got into a real cat fight. And that nasty whoopee cushion jumped up and ran down the hallway. But Ted Cruz, I saw a clip on Ted Cruz they played on the Internet, and boy, he turned them every which way but loose. They're not used to the truth. The truth really infuriates those women.
Do
you want to say anything about all of that, Wendy? Wendy's just listening.
Well, I'm listening. I don't have nothing to add. It's all right. You're spot on.
Dead on. Alrighty. All right. Everything was going good for us. We were making money hand over fist. Sin is very profitable. Adultery and fornication and pedophilia were... Women kept getting pregnant, and we kept getting rich. We even had breeders that would carry their babies to term and sell them to us for their parts. That's what the University of Pennsylvania, of Pittsburgh, rather, was doing. They were involved in marketing, selling body parts. Ghoulish.
Mm-hmm.
However, we were not without opposition. Unlike the vast majority of the so-called Christians, there were these relatively small, in the beginnings, Christian zealots. They came from all walks of life. They were pastors and doctors and lawyers and congressmen, senators, etc. They were more willing to go to jail to save a baby's life than we were to get rich by taking the baby's life. We threw everything that we had against them, but they never quit fighting for the lives of those babies that they had never seen. We had the mainstream media flood the airwaves with lies that they had concocted to turn the dumbed-down population against the pro-life activists. Through it all, these were for real Christians, never quit. It took 49 years, but finally Roe v. Wade was overturned, and that's where I left off. And we'll pick it up there tomorrow in Deuteronomy 30, because we are going to a fast break. Be right back.
Redemption's begun. God has sent his own son. just a baby, your carpenter's son. Not just a boy, but the Holy One, my Lord. He's my Lord. And this sweet baby's cry through the Bethlehem sky can be heard. Son of God, Son of Man, He is salvation's plan for the earth.
Yeah, he's my Lord, too. And that was Lisa Kishon, Lisa's darling, with the group Encounter. And, yeah, he's our Lord, too. Amen. So now we're going to turn to Miss Wendy Wilson. Wendy, you've always got some very interesting information. But before we let you give it to us, I want to tell the folks, get your pen and papers ready tonight. And get ready to be able to call and get a catalog of call for the best natural medicines. I just ordered some more tonight, in fact. The circulation medicine tonight. And Wendy, you're right. That stuff is hot. Whew, is it hot? It's
but it moves blood. When you got a good hot global heat unit pepper like habanero, it moves blood. Moves mucus, too. So you ever eat something hot and spicy and your nose runs?
Well, I usually eat a habanero about one a day.
Yeah. Well, and, it moves fluid, so that's why, you know, they're good.
Anyhow, it's that number to call to get this catalog, which is dynamite. These are natural medicines. This is natural, real medicine, folks. And so, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or just go to thepowerherbs.com and find out, because she's got... Well, I use her natural medicines all the time. And so, with that, I just dropped your catalog. We're just going to turn you loose and tell us what's up.
Well, I thought we'd look into what will be in 2023, because, you know, right around this time, a lot of people offer some predictions or forecasts into the next year, and, you know... take it with a grain of salt, because if the weathermen can make a mistake with predictions about the weather, the next year predictions are mostly going to be off as well. But the upcoming year, we're told, will be full of surprises. So if the last 2 years are any indication, Pastor, 2023 is going to be tilted on its ear. Unknown events are going to take shape. So if you listen to, let's say, industry forecasters, they tell us we're going to experience a year of transformation. Do you like that word, Pastor? Transformation?
Yeah, I've heard that word a lot lately, yeah.
Right. They say nothing is off the table. And with the big and small changes, they say will come disruptions. So it's predicted that technology will grow by leaps and bounds, and it's going to increase our imbalance throughout the world. So technology changes will leave some people kind of behind that are not equipped to navigate the new landscape of technology. Now, in October, our governor, Mr. Roy Cooper, he announced that the state of North Carolina was preparing to manage a program that will have all residents of the state of North Carolina have internet service. He mentioned that the poor are at a disadvantage, and having access to technology is necessary. Well, who's going to pay for all that?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, we got
the
differences
same
in
people
cultures.
Who have paid for everything else they come up with is the
yeah.
answer.
Well, and, you know, there's differences in cultures, and these will also be on the hit list as world powers will attempt to make the world some generic, one-size-fits-all place to live. Now, this is some predictions from a quantum foresight service, and they released a list of predictions for nations and of the world, and we'll kind of hit some of the generic ones, and then we'll look at what they specifically said was going to be for the United States. Here is their list, but first they said this. This is October 2022. They said, it's your future. Discover what you're in for. Don't you like that?
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Well, here's what they predicted. Yeah. They said the climate change agenda will march forward with the United Nations releasing a plan on global emissions and target various industries. They said traditional census will be thrown into the dustbin because governments are going to go high-tech with the data on censuses. There seems to be an ocular revolution in which eyewear will be connected to the Internet. That's going to be introduced next year, they said. Also, they said it's predicted that 80% of the world will have a digital presence online, if they don't already. They said new technology will allow people to carry the equivalent of a supercomputer as any other device, and 90% of the world's population will clamor for it. I can remember growing up, and they said a supercomputer took the whole floor of a, a skyscraper. You know, it was a big mainframe. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember, Joe, do you remember the first computers we had in the military? They were the size, the computers were the sizes of large refrigerators.
There were banks and banks and banks of them. I know because I was a security officer in one of the places where they had one of those big computer setups. And
they had them on the reels, too. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You would have...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember being in college and had some sort of elective class, and we had to do these punch cards, and these were cards that the computer would read. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Well, anyway, moving along, the new technology is going to allow people to have this supercomputer in the palm of their hand, and they said the development of what is called, get this, an acoustic earthquake shield will be available to protect cities from earthquakes and aftershocks. Have you heard about that one?
No. Haven't heard about that one.
The computer's going to stop earthquakes. Is that what you said?
Well, it said an acoustic earthquake shield.
Okay,
you know, so acoustic,
right.
That's vibration. That's frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for that one. They said gene editing will continue, and what science says will renew the body as if you sipped on the Holy Grail and turned mysteriously useful. They also said solar power panels will become more affordable. It suggested they will cost just $1 per panel.
Huh. They won't be using silver in there then. That's what they use now in most of those panels. There's a lot of silver being used. And so they'll...
Well, how about this one? They said the world population will be nearly 8 billion people.
That's true. That is true. Now, that was the world population, guess what, during the flood.
Yep,
8 billion people.
They also said electric vehicles will become uncontrollably popular with over 8 million on the road. Personally, I'll pass on that. They said global internet and mobile web traffic will exceed 302 exabytes. Do you know what an exabyte is, Pastor?
Mm-mm.
I didn't know what an exabyte is, so I looked into that. And an example of an exabyte regarding the size of data would be if 1 gigabyte is the size of planet Earth, an exabyte equals the size of the sun. Yeah. So a lot of data.
Yeah.
A lot of data. So your global internet and mobile web traffic will exceed that exabyte size. That's incredibly huge. So what did they say specifically for the United States? Well, they said there is 70% chance the United States will join Australia, India, and Japan, creating a regional infrastructure compared to China's massive presence. I don't know about that. They also said the Federal Reserve will launch its new payment system called FedNow, producing real-time payments. They said this will bring about a new U.S. payment system that should have 90% of Americans using the system by 2024. They said some new artificial intelligence systems will be augmented into the United States infrastructure and its overall operations. It's expected 40% will be activated in 2023 and then 70% by 2024. That's scary if you're going to have artificial intelligence running infrastructure.
Yeah, that is. And you know what? That's closer to reality than you might think.
Right.
And that is very, very scary. And
okay,
so,
and the last one they had was there's going to be a cross-country solar eclipse that will occur in 2023 in October on the 14th, and a second solar eclipse will occur in 2024. So I had read about that solar eclipse. I think it's going to start in the upper left corner of our nation and kind of come, you know, catty-corner across the United States.
Yeah, I think that's the way it normally does, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I think so.
It's happened before. It's not something they make it sound like something new. I mean, this stuff is predictable every so year, many year cycle. So just another.
I don't
one
know. I just noticed the eclipse if it's hitting our area. Other than that, I don't notice them. You know.
Well, you know, I remember though
the ones that are around the world that you know are hidden.
I can see some of these that what you just mentioned much more realistically. Especially where the population, that is the fact that the population is going to be 8 billion people. And that's an interesting thing because God is immutable. He does things the same way. And you notice how he seems to do things in thousands of years, too. And here, you know, when the population of the earth hit 8 billion, and now he brought on the flood. And now take a look at here now is we're approaching 8 billion again, and look at all of the signs that are out there. I mean, all of this Antichrist mindset, this insanity. I mean, it's insanity. The rise of Satanism. I mean, look, the devil knows his time is short, and he is doing everything he can right now. You've got the Church of Satan has become a part of the Democratic Party now. And so if you look at the wickedness, I mean, the absolute wickedness and insanity that we have in our society today, That is, you know, how much worse can it get? You know, how much more will God tolerate? I don't know. I think we're very close to seeing those things. But then, you know, remember, I can remember, too, back in the, going back in the 60s. I remember back in the 60s when our science teachers, when I was in high school, was talking about how, I remember saying by the 1980, I think he said 88 was, I believe, was the year they gave that cars would no longer run on rubber tires. Highways would be made from rubber. Cars would run on air. All of the, you would see no cars on, and they would all be running on air. And all of them would be, by 1988, they'd all be battery powered, sun powered, solar powered. They'd be running on air. Well, that didn't exactly happen, okay? I also, Joe, do you remember how the Earth was going to, by the end of 1980, the Earth would be destroyed by, we would go into a deep freeze, remember?
Oh, yes, the government's got to step in and make some changes, do something, or the world will freeze and people will starve to death and... Yeah, I remember all that.
Do you remember acid rain? It was going to be acid rain. Believe it or not, Q-tips, disposable diapers.
And
flagellants from cows. All of this was going to would bring on, it was going to destroy our ozone, and it was going to bring on an ice age. We were going to have an ice age.
The cow thing is still there, only now the flatulence from cows, instead of bringing on the ice age, it's bringing on the global warming, so we have to quit eating beef. We have to get rid of cows to save the planet, but this time it's from global warming instead of the ice age. They really can't get it right, can they?
Well, it doesn't really matter as long as they're making money off of promoting and pushing.
People,
yeah.
And they're doing something they want, yeah.
The Al Gore's in that, okay. That's interesting. Well, there, a lot of those things, Wendy, remember they told us would be never happened.
Right.
And so, and who would have thought time would fly so fast? I mean, just time is just moving so quickly. But now the Bible tells you that in the last times that knowledge would be increased rapidly and that people would run to and fro. There would be a lot of traveling across the earth, and that's exactly what we're seeing happening today. Now, this was written back, remember, long before they had any cars. How would you explain in the days of Ezekiel, Wendy, to someone who has never seen an automobile, a car, how would you explain it going through the night? How about
Pastor,
this? Yeah.
Pastor, you cut out there a little bit. I don't know if your signal was jammed or what.
Okay, I was thinking, yeah. So how would you explain, if you needed to tell people that in the later days you would see the chariots would run, the chariots of flame would be running to and fro, chariots of flame. Now, chariots of flame, think about this. You're talking to people back in Ezekiel's day. They had never seen an automobile, but they knew what a chariot was. And the chariots in those days, where they would have oil lanterns on the chariots. And so... here, they're referring to chariots ablaze through the night. Do you think that might describe a car going down the highway very quickly?
Yeah, it could also describe an airplane or something like of that nature, too.
Yeah, well, running to and fro upon the earth, those would be cars, okay? It would be more like a car or motorcycle.
You've seen the cars with the exhaust pipe sticking up out of the hood, blowing the flame up, you know, in the air. Those are cars of flames.
Well, you know, you would have to adjust. Remember, in those days, the light would only come from from fire, like from lanterns. Right. They didn't have, so they would probably, if you take a look at, say, the amount of light that's put out by electric lights on a car coming down the highway to someone of that day that had never seen.
Oh, yeah, the huge flame, yeah, huge light.
Yeah, would look like the car is aflame, huh?
Sure.
And that's what's kind of described. So we're seeing a whole lot of things. Of course, the Bible has always been right there on top of all of that. And a lot of what, some of what Wendy says, yeah, we can definitely see that happening. But remember the thing. Now, just recently, George Soros and Klaus Schwab had come out again, just recently again, and said that America has to decline. They have to decline. That's what Joey Biden's job is, to bring America down, to reduce America's third world status. He is owned lock and stock by China. Joe Biden is owned by China now. So they just recently came out, Klaus Schwab and George Soros, and said China must become the only world power, the number one world power, and America must decline. And that's what Joe Biden's job is, to do that, to reduce us. Here we're sitting on the world's largest supply of oil. We're sitting on this huge ocean
natural
of oil.
Gas too. We've got enough natural gas to power Europe for 150 years.
Yep. But
that's a little bit of gas, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But as long as we have the Biden crime cartel, unless we get the Communist Party out of there, they're going to, destroy. They're destroying our military. Our military is the weakest it's ever been, Joe. It's the weakest it's ever been, our military, right now. And unless something happens in a hurry, it can be too late for America. We could fall and be easily conquered, and that's the job of Austin and Millie, is to make sure that we become easily conquered by other nations.
We're weak enough. They've depleted our emergency supply of oil down half of what it's supposed to be, taking that down clear in half. So yeah, they've done everything they can to destroy us. Commit suicide in that sense, right?
Right. Well, that's what they're trying to do. And like I remember we told you back then, whenever you saw a Biden sign in the yard, remember, we're not telling you to hate that person, and be mean to him or anything, but we're telling you, don't trust him. That person will be, that is your enemy. He will betray you, okay? And so, and what the Democratic Communist Party, too, is trying to destroy America through, pedophilia is rampant. It's absolutely rampant today. And so, throughout the Democratic Party, it's getting worse and worse. Child sacrifice. We've been talking about this. Remember, Joe, about 4 years ago, we told people that we would be telling you about things, but right now you're not ready for it because you wouldn't believe it. It would be too much. Well, now it's all coming out. It's all coming out. It's in your face, pedophilia, right now. Now, we're going to be talking here in a, after the break, Joe and Wendy, here, people like Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, and the rhinos out there, they had an opportunity. They had an opportunity when, at January 6th, all the evidence was right there in front of them. They could have had the investigation. They asked for an investigation. They refused to do it. We were sold out. Mike Pence sold us out. And also 300, and I believe it was about 384 of the Congress people went against us out there. And so we're going to take a look here after the break about something that is happening now. There's a case, and you haven't heard anything about this, but it's something for you to listen to and keep in prayer, major prayer, because you're going to hear from The Brunson brothers, the Trump card, the Brunson brothers, the Supreme Court, and Juan Osaven. And here, when you listen to this again, folks, again, it's something to keep in prayer, because we have a chance to take our country back before it's too late. But we must, again, return it to one nation under God. And so I'm going to read you just a little clip very quickly. There's some breaking news on the alternative media about a court case before the Supreme Court that could hold the majority of the members of Congress for malfeasance and possibly treason for not upholding the law that was required, and them to, and this is what, remember we said it's required, this is the law. By law, they have to do it, okay, but they didn't. They didn't. Investigate the complaints of the governors of states and others. In a period of 10 days, it appeared on the Supreme Court docket and was reviewed last Friday. That may be the small stone that took out Goliath. The lame duck Congress is wanting to pass legislation to make SCOTUS have term limits. So they impact the court also. Retaliation for Roe v. Wade. And I have the link for the video. And so here we're going to be, once we come back from the break, we're going to go right into that video. And listen carefully, because this is something to keep in prayer. This be an opportunity to really take down a lot of the deep state. There's a lot of happening in that area too. Is we just played you here during the week. We were showing you how they managed that that organization called Bright Star, at Bright Star, the corporation, how they managed to, Wendy, find in, on all the servers in the sheriff's office across the country, most of those sheriff's office servers, their computers, were also connected with the Board of Elections so that they could monitor that. And we were showing you how this Bright Star organization managed to find a back door into those servers to be able to rig the election and rig the count. But anyhow, we're going to a break here in a minute, and then when we come back, we'll listen to this. So don't go away. A whole lot coming, and we'll get your commentary on it. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.